Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024, of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting, besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en hier is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor Suid-Afrika se landbouuitvoere wat met 10% gestyg het in die eerste kwartaal van die jaar. Maar soos ouder gewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbounieshooftrekke. Die landbouorganisasie TLESA is tans besig met 'n landsvye toer om op grondvlak met boere en plaaslike landbouunies te gesels. Dit is 'n poging om die organisasie se beleid van deur die boer vir die boer werklikheid te maak. Die hoofbestuurder van TLESA, Benny van Sail, sê hierdie interaksies is van kardinale belang in 'n tyd waar boere onder verskeie forme van druk verkeer weens 'n beleidsonsekere omgewing. Die hoofbestuurder van die organisasie Agri Expo sê landbouskoue speel 'n sleutelrol om landbou en plaaslike ekonomie in die platteland aan te wakker. Hy sê hierdie skoue is dekades gelede begin om gehalte landbouprodukte, insluitend diere, te beoordeel, erkenning te gee en gemeenskappe saam te snoer. Die organisasie het verlede week tydens sy jaarlikse Agri Expo ledeskou vergadering erkenning gegee aan skoue wat besonder uitstaan. Van die skoue wat vereer is, sluit die Riversdal skou, Robertson skou, Beaufort West skou, Loxton skou en Swartland skou in. Ons gesels vandag met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Wandile, hoe lyk die landbousektore se uitvoere en wat beteken dit?
I was happy this year when I looked at the figures for the first quarter of 2025. The exports are at $3.7 billion. That is up 10% from last year. This is a function of both higher volumes and the better prices. But I think in a year like this, where trade in general has dominated the discussion worldwide, we've all been watching what's happening in some of the key trading partners. And of course, the discussion has been juiced up by what happens in the US, where President Trump has put a range of tariffs against the U.S. trading partners. But of course, that's something that started from the second quarter of this year.
Watter produkte is hoofsaaklik uitgevoer?
If you had asked me what dominated the list of those export markets, you realize that grapes, maize, apples, pears, apricots, cherries, peaches, wine, wool, nuts, avocados, beef were amongst the top products that South Africa put in the export markets.
Wat is die rol van die verbetering van infrastruktuur in hierdie proses?
As a country, we've always been talking for some time about the efficiency of the ports. Transnet has experienced some difficulties, and over the years, there's been interventions both from the private as well as on the government side to say, what can we do to improve the logistics of this country? And I think that the fact that this year we've seen less complaints and less friction in terms of the movement of the South African agricultural exports, at least the first quarter of this year, that suggests to us that there are some improvements that are happening that are contributing positively and indeed supporting the exports.
Nou watter lande het ons die meeste uitgevoer?
About 45% of these exports in the first quarter of this year were to the African continent. The basket, though, of the products that went to the African continent is different to a certain extent from what we sent to other regions. And the African continent was the major trading partner for South Africa in agriculture in the first quarter of this year. But generally, that's our biggest market in agriculture. The second biggest market in the second quarter was the EU, accounting for about 23% share. Now, the third largest market for South Africa is the collective EU and Middle East, accounting for about 16% in the first quarter of 2025. The Americas is also an important market. The Americas, of course, includes the US, Canada, Mexico, and the others. It accounts for about 6% of South Africa's agricultural exports.
En dit was die hoof-ekonoom van die Landbou-Besigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, AGBIS, Wandilisi Slobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons aangeskakel het. BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.